Damaya, it's February 1st, 2025, and I really hope that when you listen to this, it's 2030, I don't know, somewhere in the far future, and you look back and you're like, I don't even know what happened in 2025. It was such a long time ago, I can't even remember. How life is right now is very night and day compared to about 2 weeks ago. And I think whatever side politically anybody is on, there's one thing that really unites us all, and that we're all in this together, whether we want to be or not. I think sometimes it just gets so overwhelming and chaotic that you want to do something and you can help in certain ways, and sometimes people can't. I think when you can't, the best thing you can do is be kind. The best thing you can do is smile at other people, is be there for other people, is try to keep your head up as much as you can, because whether or not people want to admit this, there are a lot of inconsistencies right now. Times are very uncertain. It's very scary for a lot of people. I don't think just one group has been alienated. I think it's been a lot, many, almost all people have been alienated and affected in some kind of way. It's not even to say like this group of people have been hurt more than this, or I'm not even like trying to get into any of that. I think the one thing is that in such a chaotic world, I just want to try not to forget to be grateful. I'm so grateful to just have a roof over my head, to be able to have extra fruit for you and your dad, to be able to cook vegetables, to be able to go to the grocery store, to be able to walk outside, have two legs, two arms. These tiny little things that I barely think about on a day-to-day basis is something that I've been really thinking about heavily lately. When times are very uncertain, and you really have no clue about what's going to happen next, how you can help yourself is just really try to focus on the really good things that are going on in your life right now. Because a lot of us are feeling a lot, whether you're directly impacted or not. I will end this how I started it, is that we're all in this together. And I wish a lot more people understood the basic meaning of that. Even going outside, sometimes I see so much disdain and fear and hate in so many people's eyes. It's really hard. But I love you, and I think the key right now is to remember everything is temporary.